Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
What was it like in Paris yesterday for some high school students and adults from East Bridgewater there on a class trip? They visited the cathedral just before it caught fire, and WBUR's Kyrie Thompson has their story.
17-year-old Sadie Nacar was eating dinner with other members of the class trip when she got a breaking news alert on her phone. The city's iconic cathedral was on fire, and they were among the last people to have seen the building before it happened.
The fact that we got to see it a couple hours before it burnt down was kind of really eye-opening and sad at the same time, because we knew that we probably were never going to see it like that again.
Nacar had arrived in Paris just that morning, and Notre Dame was the main attraction of the day. She says she could feel the magic of the historical landmark the moment she walked through its doors.
I just loved knowing that we were in a building that for almost 1,000 years has historically changed the lives of millions of people.
62 students are on the trip, along with 15 chaperones, including science teacher and lacrosse coach Bill Silva. Silva says it's even more important now for the students to treasure their memories of the cathedral.
We were trying to explain to kids that it's like, you know, we think about the things that we have at home, and the White House, the Smithsonian, something like that. I mean, we don't really have buildings like this.
For Nacar, her main association with the cathedral growing up was the Disney movie, The Hunchback of Notre Dame. But speaking by phone just hours after witnessing Notre Dame in person, she says she realizes how profound losing the cathedral would be for Paris and for the rest of the world.
Like, I honestly never felt the importance of it until today, until, like, I walked in there and saw everything in the architecture. And that's why I'm so lucky and privileged to be able to have seen it today.
Nacar and Silva both say they were struck by the pride and enthusiasm Parisians have for Notre Dame. Silva now says it will be hard to shake the somber mood of their first day in Paris.
I think it's going to be a different mood even in the city. I can't imagine what these people are going through right now.
East Bridgewater's trip will go on as planned, with a bus tour of the Eiffel Tower and the Louvre today. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kyrie Thompson.